Okay, on Tesein Amud Beis, the Gemara said that there's a concept of Lech HaShin on Lepirayin, that if you find a shtar, you're not choshish, the shtar is paid. So the Gemara brings Omer of Amram, brings a raya to it. We have a Mishnah that supports this idea that Lech HaShin on Lepirayin. Kol Maisa Bezdin Hariz Ayazir. Now, what's Pashup Shat in Maisa Bezdin? The Pashup Shat in Maisa Bezdin is that someone has a shtar, and he goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin writes a handpick. Bezdin is Mekayim the shtar. That's the simple case of Maisa Bezdin, and that's why the Gemara at first assumes that that's Pshat in this Mishnah. The Kol Maisa Bezdin Hariz Ayazir, if you find a shtar, that's Mekuyim. That Bezdin certified the signatures. You return it. So now, Bezdin certified the signatures. We know it's an authentic shtar, but we don't know if it was paid. Alma like Hashina Pirayin. We see Stamazai, even on a shtar that's lost, like Hashina Pirayin. That we're not chayish that it was paid. So that's a raya to Shmuel who said like Hashina Pirayin. So it's like Gemara. It's no raya. Amalei Reb Zeira, Masnisin b'shtarei chaltesav adrachta. The Mishnah said. Maisa Bezdin. Hempik is not the only Maisa Bezdin. You could have a Maisa Bezdin, which is Shtari Chaltasav Ad Karta. Chaltasav Ad Karta is, in the case where Bezdin said someone has to pay for any reason. Someone has to pay money, whether it's for a Hezek or for a Gneva or for a Chayv, doesn't matter what. And Bezdin said that you have to pay. Shtari Chaltasav is a Shtar that says that the guilty party's karka should go over to the other person. It's machlit shtar. It's a shtar that says that Bezdin instructs that that Pliny could go to Pliny's nechasim and take away his field. That's shtar echaltesah. Shtar adrachta is an earlier level shtar. Shtar adrachta is when Bezdin doesn't specifically refer to a specific karka. They just give the person a right to go and find his nechasa. The way Tosis explains, the Ikar Kasha is from Shtari Chaltasa. That's the Ikar Kasha. Because Shtar Chaltasa is a very clear thing. It's clear, the Shtar says, that the Karka, this and this Karka, which previously belonged to Ruvay, now will go over to Shimon. Shtar at Karta is not so clear. A person can tie a parati against it. So we'll learn that the Ikkash is from Shtari Chaltasa, which is the easier way to learn, that Labadei Pirayinu. So now, if you find it in the street, you give it to the other person, because that's a Shtar, that's Machlit, that something happened, that Bezdin instructed Ruvain to take Shimon's Karka, and there is no Paroah on that, because that's a final Shtar, it's the end of the story. There was a whole long din Torah, he claimed he owed him money, he's passing Paskin the Ozen, Bezdin said pay, he didn't pay. Chaltasah is the end of the din Torah. When everything's over, final. Bezdin grants Ruvain Shimon's karka. So now there's not Shayach Parua. So such a shtar, you give back. So here the Gemara says a chiddush. Amar Rava, Hani Lab B'nei Pirayin. You know, these shtaris, Chaltasah, Adrachta, not B'nei Pirayin. It's not true. V'ha Amri Nehardoi, Shuma Hodar, Atrei Seyachi Shaita. Nehardoi have a rule called Shuma Hodar. What does Shuma Hadar mean? It means that when Bezdin says Ashtar Adrachta, or Ashtar Chaltasah, or Psak Bezdin, Bezdin says Ruvain should get Shimon's field because of the fact that Shimon owes money, he has no money, he has no cash. That Shuma, Bezdin shots up the value of the Karka, and Bezdin gives it over to the Teveya. That is Hadar Atresi Achishata. Now, really, Me'ikur Dine Taira, it wouldn't be Hadar. Once Bezdin takes it away, gives it to someone, it becomes his. Why should he have to give it back? Rabbanan said, Yaivul. What? Oh, Yaivul, he would get it back if it's there. It's Shalom Achinam. I mean that the Purayim, it can't be undone. Chazal said, Atzvah Hasisa, what?
You can lose it in Yaivul, so then what? Yaivul,
Every time someone buys karka, every time in Eretz Yisrael, whenever they shot stuff the value of karka, they took into account the fact that Yevil was coming. When Yevil was close, the karka is worth less. That's right. Well, Bezin will see what the value of the karka is. If Yevil's in 2 years, the value is very low. So that's how Bezin shuts it up. So, Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, Chazal said that if the person comes up with the cash, you should give him the karka back. In Ardoi, they said, Atresa Yachishata. Until 12 months. It's not Yashir much later to give it back to him, but at least in the first 12 months, you should give it back. From the Chaltasa, from the time that he takes possession. Vamra Meimer, Anom and Ardoi, Anom is Svirali Shumahadalaylam. Says, I hold Shumahadalaylam. So Frakta Gemara, so Rav is asking a kasha. That when you find any shtar, even a shtar Chaltasa, why do you give it back? If you hold cheshin la pirayin, so let's be cheshish, the shumahadra, that all sorts of type of pirayin, that the loivo or the mazik gave money to the teveya, and he got his karka back, and now the shtar is lost. So why are you giving it back to the teveya? Give it back. Don't give it back, or give it to the nitfa, if you cheshish la pirayin. This is the Gemara's kasha. Now you see the Gemara's teretz, but before that, I wasn't sure where to shtel on this sugya, but since you have here on the side of the page, we'll come on Lamed Hey, we're going to have Shuma Hadar again, the next man in Perek HaMafkid. So I figured let's have a Havana in Shuma Hadar, and like everything else in Torah, we'll learn through it once, and then when we learn through it the next time, hopefully it'll be familiar and it'll be more of a Chazara. What is the din of Shuma Hadar? The din of Shuma Hadar, well, let's say it was a chayiv. I owed you money. I had nothing. I had no cash. So Bezin said, he owns plenty of karka. Go take away a piece of karka. And they wrote a shtar, the karka that he owns at this address goes to the teveya. So the teveya took the karka. 12 months later, I come with cash. I tell him, look, I have my money. I want to pay you. And I want to take my karka back. So the Rabbanan said, Mid Rabbanan, Mid HaTayr, it's the other person's karka. Rabbanan said, Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, you have to give back the karka. Now, what happens? How does it work at the end of the 12 months? This is the Ikur Shaila, the Chakira. Like I told you, every sugya has one Ikur Chakira, and the way it works, the Ikur Chakira of Shuma Hadra is the following Shaila. What happens at the end of the 12 months? Do we say that when he gives it to him back at the end of the 12 months, it's like a new purchase? The other person owned it for these 12 months. And now he's buying it back. He's coming with cash. He's getting the money back. He's buying it back from him. It's one way to look at it. Or should we say that Shuma Hadra means that I'm paid it. I'm sort of undoing the tfisa. You are taifasit for the chayiv. What I'm paying is my chayiv. And since I pay for my chayiv, I'm going back to 12 months ago and I'm sort of buying it back from the old, it's a bitl of the first gevia, the gevia rishayim. This is the shayla in the rishayim. We're going to see soon Rashi learns into the next Gemara like one of the tutsdanim. But this shaila is in the Paiskim. Whether Shuma Hadra means, again, either it's a new mechira, that a year ago when you took it, it became yours, and now I'm buying it back from you. Or is Shuma Hadra a bitl of the original Gevia? These are the two ways to learn. The Pashta Nafgamina, which is a Machlekes Rishayim. That's a Pashta Nafgamina? If the land went up in value or down in value over the 12 months, if the value of the karka changed over these 12 months, let's say I owed you $1 million and you took this $1 million piece of karka a year ago. Now it's worth $1.1 million a year later. And I come and I say, here's the million I owed you. And I want the karka back. And you say, no, I'm not giving it to you now. It's worth $1.1 million. What amount of money do I have to pay for Shuma Hadra?
No,
Do we deduct the peiros in between? I don't think so. I think for kuli alma the teveh gets the peiros. I'm not sure why. But I didn't see that anybody should talk about the peiros. They talk about the hisyakus, the shvach. They don't talk about the peiros. The peiros, it seems, he gets for certain. The teveh, the one who worked the land, and the nidain is on the hisyakus of the karka, the shvacha de b'meila. So here we do find in the Rishayim. What? Yeah, why he keeps the peiros? When I say peiros, in the peiros on echovim, the peiros that he grew peiros and he took them and he ate them. Those peiros, it seems a kuli alma he keeps. I'm not sure why. To see how it shtims, and behold, it's undoing it. I'm not sure. Still, somebody talks, I just don't know. But in the siakru, that it is a machlokes rishayim. The shita sarosh is that you pay kishas hayeker. You pay the higher price. The price, the 1.1 million in our case. So shteinu rosh. And presumably the same thing would be the cheaper price if it went down.
Because here, Melissa, although he got the field, but now they're taking it away from him.
Yeah, but the fact that it went down has nothing to do with our taking it away. He was to pay a million, now it went down, it's worth 900,000. That loss he suffered one way or the other. It has nothing to do with the Yashiv HaTayv. That loss of 100 he suffered no matter what. Could be he's hoping to go up again, but could go down again too. Anyway, it's interesting, Machlokes, the Rosh says he paid the higher price. The Magid Mishnah learns into the Rambam, Magid Mishnah, B'Kavanas, the Rambam, says no. When you come to a case of Shuma Hadar, all you're doing is paying up your early Achayv. What you're doing is paying up the early Achayv. Zakti Magid Mishnah, not only you don't have to pay 1.1 million, not only you don't have to pay the Shasa Yiker, he says it's usur to pay the Shasa Yiker because of Issa Ribis, if it was a Chayv original. He says it's usur to pay 1.1. You borrowed a million. If the longest of Shuma Hadra is that I'm paying back the original Chayv and being Mavatal, the original Gevia, being Mavatal, the original Chatasah, so Zakti Magid Mishnah, it's usur to pay more. Because that would be ribis. He borrowed a million, paying 1.1 million. So you have a machloikis, sort of mekatzah lo katzah. It's really basically a machloikis in how you look at it. If you look at it as a new mechira, you just pay the million. You pay the value today, the 1.1 million. If you look at it like the Magid Mishnah, b'shem HaRambam, we'll call it the Rambam Shita, then it's a bitl of the original gevia, and then you just pay the original amount. There's a second nafkamina, which is directly related, that the question whether you need a new kinyan at the time of the Shuma Hadra. The person 12 months ago was teveya my karka for my chayv. These 12 months, I got rich, I have cash. I go over to him, I want to give him his $1 million. And he's masking Shuma Hadra, he gives me back the karka. Do I need a kinyan, a new kinyan on this karka? Let's say I just give him the money, and without kinyanim, would that work? If I hand him the money miyad liyad, that's itself a kinyan. But let's say I convey the money to him without kinyanim. Do I need a kinyan chadash for it to become mine? Or if it's a bitl of the old gevia, you don't need a kinyan chadash. The Rambam, when he brings the din of Shuma Hadra, the Lashon HaRambam is that when you pay Misalkin Oisai Min Oisai Karka, the Lashon is Misalkin Oisai, that, which is Mashi, you don't need a kinyan. You misalik him by paying up the old Chayv, the Rambam Lashitasai, that when you pay up the Chayv, you're getting rid of the old Chayv. It's a bitl of the Gevir Rishayna. So by doing that, it's automatic. It's an automatic thing. The Ramban and the Rashba say beferish vakeret. Ramban and the Rashba say that even if you give back the shtar, even if you return the shtar chatasa, you need a kinyan. Without a kinyan, shulma is not hadra. So we stub the Ramban and the Rashba hold like the Rush, that it's a kinyan chadash, so it needs a new kinyan. And the Rambam is the shitasai that he holds you don't need a new kinyan. It's a bitl of the Gevira Rishayna. It's a bitl of the Gevira Rishayna. It's a bitl of the Gevira Rishayna. Therefore, it happens automatically. The Chayra, you could bring a raya to the Rambam. Because a kinyan always needs das. Shuma's hadra, even against the person's will, even by karcha. So here I come, Bezdin said, Shuma Hadra. I come over to him and I say, here's your $1 million, I want the karka back. He doesn't want. So we pass in Shuma Hadra. It happens anyway, tough on him. Shuma Hadra. He doesn't have das to be makna to me. He doesn't want. So like the Rambam, it's very good. He doesn't have to have das to be makna to me. I'm paying up my chayv. His gevir's bottle, it's mine without a kinyan. It's mine from the old. If you hold like the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh that you need a new kinyan, it's a little hard to see. I have to say that's all part of the Takana de Rabbanan. But a Pashup Shat, how could you be kind of something about Karchach of the Makna if it's a new Mechira? Seems more glad like the Ramban that's a bit of the old, and Melitzchal. I'm not saying it's a Tiyufta, like the Ramban and Rashba will say that's a Takana de Rabbanan. If you pay, it's a new kinyan. Rabbanan can be sacking kinyanim. But just somehow a little more smooth according to the Rambam. Not really, because in this case, once Bezdin said the way the Rambam works, it comes out that when the Teveya is kind of the karak in the first place, he's kaveh with these conditions. Think back to when the Teveya took the karka. It was the Nitfas karka. He took it. Now he sort of takes it right away with the understanding that if he pays me, this taking will be bottle. So even though the Rabbanan said you have to do it, but when you do it, it works with a Torah, according to the Rambam. No different than if we would have an agreement between us. I'll be Teveya your karka, but when you get the money, my Teveya is undone. So once it works with a Torah. The Rabbanan could be force someone to do it that way. So if the forcing is at the end, it's a kasha, there's no das kinyan. But if the forcing is right in the beginning, when I give it to you al das kain, then it's pashut that once I pay you, misalkanize. The Shach suggests a third nafgamina would be if the teveya is a cotton. The teveya is a cotton. And a cotton can't sell. A cotton can get, but it can't sell. Right, Puta is a certain age they could, but let's say a cotton is a 5-year-old cotton. He can't sell anything. So let's say a man dies, he leaves a yasim, a 5-year-old, and the people owed the father money. The person had no money, Bezna wrote a shtal chatasa, and they gave this yasim this big piece of karka. So 12 months later, the person says, okay, here's my $1 million, I want the karka back. Does that work? So the Shach, well, according to the Rambam, it works. I don't need kinyanim, I just pay up my chayv, and the karka becomes mine again. According to the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Ramban, it doesn't work, because according to the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Ramban, it's a new mechira, and a cut in a 5-year-old can't do a mechira. So it doesn't work by a cut.
Is it such a terrible thing?
Cotton doesn't have das to agree. That's all.
Doesn't have das to agree.
That's right.
Bezdin says that the rule is you have to give it back, but you're too young to do it.
But Bezdin says it depends. Bezdin says the rule is you have to sell it back.
Okay, yeah.
So the cotton is masculine. Whatever you want me to do, I have to sell it back. But I can't sell it back. I have no yadayim to sell.
Fine. So it's geneva if the lawyer will move it.
So stone. I don't know, I always misupik. If you go over to a cotton and he's eating a bag of potato chips, it gives you one potato chip. You're allowed to take it from him. Again, camp, I guess, more than the rest of the year. So if it's his father's potato chips, maybe it's an umdin or the father's masking. But if it's the cotton's own, if the cotton has his own, right, we said, so his grandparents give him money, it's his money. So he has potato chips. So he's kind of them. Can you take potato chips from a cotton? So if he's 10 years old, he's a takana putais. Then once someone's 10, he can be makna, midrabana. But a younger child. I was learning a shul yesterday in the afternoon. I went downstairs to learn. So there are a bunch of little kids there that set up shal shudis. So the fellow in charge of shal shudis gives them candies. So one of the little kids, he came over to me to give me a licorice while I was learning. Interesting. Very cute boy.
So I
didn't take it from him because I didn't think the rabbi should take licorice from little kids. But can I take it? I'll be din.
Isn't it true that a gazam is a type of mazik? And a mizik, and if a person is allowed to do hezek, then he's not.
Yeah, but here it's Geneva. Here it's a question of Geneva. Using someone's kark without permission. It's not L'Teva, so you're cutting as no gas. Anyway, yes, Esh Teit Neshach, this third Nafgamina.
But the same way we said to answer the Raj or Ritva and Shalom, that you don't need das. When you say the same thing, the cut doesn't have das. You don't need das. It's only worse out the better out to the Rabbana. The Rabbana said you don't need das.
There are two questions. One is whether you need his agreement, and one is whether you need his knowledge. So before he said you don't need his agreement, even Bal Karcha, the rabbi would have to say it works. He'll say that maybe by cotton also, not only you don't need his knowledge, you don't even need his knowledge.
Well, why would we give a halakha if you don't need his knowledge? In fact, I would say the opposite. One is the knowledge, he doesn't know anything. He's oblivious.
You think without a person's knowledge it works also? Maybe. Maybe it works. You find by Bar Mitzvah such a thing that even if he's far away, we take it, but could be it works. Yes, no. It's just an interesting Tumim. The Tumim says on this Shach, this is Simen Kuf Gimel, where these Dinim are brought. The Tumim says that the Shach is a mistake for a different reason, a side tanya. The Tumim says that all Takonis Derabonon that were made al Tzasisa HaYoshav HaTayiv, that the Rabbanan said, look, the Torah says, Asisa Yashav HaTayiv, so we're forcing you to do this type of Yashav and Tayiv. Zaptatumim, they all do not apply to Ketanim. Ketanim are not Mechayiv in Mitzvahs, they're not Mechayiv in Asisa Yashav HaTayiv. So the Tumim says, for a side reason, that this Nafgamina is not a Nafgamina, because all of Asisa Yashav HaTayiv, Tikadinim, Bar Mitzvah also, they don't apply to Ketanim. So it's nothing to do with the Rambam and the Ramban's argument, but for a side reason, he says here by a cotton it would not be Shuma Hadra by Ketanim. So I could put this third Nafgamina is not such a clear Nafgamina.
Is this something that's you do, or is this
the Tumim?
Yeah. I think because what does it mean?
The Maritz Chiyas has a piece in which he explains Asisa Yashav HaTayiv. Really, the Torah says Asisa Yashav HaTayiv. You have to do Yashav HaTayiv no matter what. That's a deraisa, Asisa Yashav HaTayiv. Why am I calling this a derabanan? Asisa Yashav HaTayiv is deraisa. The Torah says the deraisa is you should voluntarily do Yashav HaTayiv. The Torah tells people that the Ramban's lashon there is that the Torah can't write every single thing a person has to do. Torah, every single step of the day, the Torah will tell you what to do. The Torah can't do that. So the Torah has a catch-all. Asisa Yashav HaTayiv, you voluntarily do Yashav HaTayiv. But Bezdin doesn't enforce that. There are a few places where the Rabbanu were misakin because of Asisa Yashav HaTayiv. They said you must do it. Now that must do it is a Tekana Derabanan, because the Torah never said you have to do it. The Torah made it a mitzvah, Yashav HaTayiv. It's not specific. Rabbanan took a few places where they took specific things, like Bar Mitzvah here, where they said you must do Yashar HaTayv. And that's why we call it a Din Rabbanan. That's what the Meritzchi is here in the back. He alludes to the fact that he has elsewhere an Arichas on this topic of Asisi Yashar HaTayv. Grada, it's very hard to know when you say Asisi Yashar HaTayv and not. When does it apply? If there are a lot of Dine Mamidis where... Well, what's the Yashar HaTayv? You know, you look in Shulchan Aruch. I always give you an example of a bar potter on Kalim. Someone digs a bar in the street and a car gets messed up. You're potter. So the Torah says bar is potter from Kalim. Now, what about a Sisav Yashar HaTayv? You don't think if you dig a bar in the middle of the street and somebody drives a car and wounds it, it's Yashar HaTayv, you should pay? What? So the Torah is saying it's not Yashar HaTayv, or the Torah is saying you're potter? It's a funny thing. I went to a wedding in Cleveland, and I went with Reb Feivel Cohn and Rav Schwartzman from Lakewood East to Eretz Yisrael. So I forgot the first argument. They were arguing on the plane with, I was sitting near Reb Feivel Cohn, we were arguing about a certain din, and he said, "Yassisi Yashar HaTayv, that you should have to pay," and I forgot what the case was. Maybe I'll remember later. So we were arguing. I couldn't prove it. He couldn't prove it. You know, like we were arguing about it. He said, The Ramban says it's all Yassisi Yashar HaTayv. So remember, when we got there, someone picked us up. We were in the car. And in the car, I thought of this example. I asked Feivel Cohn, you know, someone digs a bar b'shus harav. Torah says you're potam bar. You think you have to pay out Yassisi Yashar HaTayv? So he thought about it, and he said, Anachinami. So here, Rav Schwartzman was in the car already. So Rav Schwartzman spoke up and he said, "What? You're not potter from bar? You mean you're supposed to pay? Just bezin can't be b'chayivim. It's a chiddush." So they argued about it. I think later I saw, and we'll learn Bava Kama again, Rav Baruch Ber actually brings, I think, Rav Shem Rav Chaim this question, whether you have to pay al tzisi yashar HaTayv on bar. But it's not clear. I don't say I'm right or I'm wrong. It's an unclear thing, the Gedarim of Asisa Yashar HaTayv. Till what is Yashar HaTayv? It's if not for the Ramban, one thing, the Ramban says that anything, the Torah couldn't, the Lashon Ramban is the Torah couldn't possibly say everything. So therefore the Torah put a catch-all that anything that logically to most people would seem like Yashar HaTayv you're supposed to do. Does that include things the Torah specifically excluded? I don't know. It's chiddush to say that you put it from bar, there's a kasa, but do it anyway. It's a very good finish to say. To me, it sounds wrong.
Maybe that also depends on the situation. A person cannot say that every time a bar shoots around.
Yeah, okay. There could be cases. Could depend. I'm saying, even a case if a person deliberately dug a bar to mess up someone's car. Deliberately. Terra practicing. What are you going to do?
Isn't there a case?
Yeah, that's part of it.
There was a woman that asked certain drugs, if she should take money from
Shulchan Aruch,
and he said yes, and then eventually it was bad money, so he paid her back
anyway. I'm not saying that there's never a Sisi Yashar HaTayv. You're proving from that case. But you see, there, the person was, if he wasn't a Garmi, he was a Grama, so Grama really should pay B'din HaShemayim. So he was Gair. Over here, it's a specific Torah path as you. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm saying it's something that's not clear. You're going to be revatal all Dina Torah and plug it into Yashar HaTayv Beinei Bnei Adam. It's not a dumb mistake. Right, anyway, this chakira, like I say, is the main chakira here in the sugya. There's another nafkamina, I believe, in the Torah. If you have sfeikis, who's considered the muhsik? If you have any case of a suffik by Shuma Hadra, what would be the din by the case of Shuma Hadra? The Torah is going on a specific case, which is a machlekes rishayim. If you say Shuma Hadra in a certain case, So the Torah says it's a Sveka Dedina. Sveka Dedina, Mosek keeps it. Who's the Mosek? Who's the Mosek? Do you say the Mosek is the Teveya? He has the karka in his hands. Or do you say the other person's the Mosek? Because if he gives the money back, then the original tefiyah is undone. So he's the last Vade Mosek. So this would be a fourth nafka mina according to the Shach between the two tzadim. And as I say, this is the ikur nidain of Shuma Hadra, whether the Shuma goes back or it doesn't go back, whether it's mevatel the old or it's not mevatel the old. Okay, so this Taflamid Hay, where does the parak start? I'm going to give him. So a couple of weeks into the next man, hopefully we'll revisit Shuma Hadra. Well, they will already see more pratim about it, but to know at least to remember the Ikka Chakira, Shuma Hadra, whether the old is bottle or whether it's a new Mechira. Okay, let's see Gemara. So now let's get back to the Gemara. What was the Gemara saying? Rava was saying that really, it's a raya like Hashino Lepiran. Because you return Maisa Bez, even if the Maisa Bez Nar Ashtar that you're talking about a shtar chaltasa, it's still a good raya. Because even shtar chaltasa, it's shayach to say cheshin lepirai. How's that? I find the shtar chaltasa in the street. When I find it in the street, I have to be mesupik. What Bezdin gave it to the Teveya. That's for sure. Did the Teveya lose it? Or did the Nitva come and the Nitva paid up and got the shtar back and the Nitva lost it? If cheshin lepirai, you should be cheshin, the Nitva lost it. Since we give it back to the Teveya, it's a raya, like Hashim al Apira. Zakti Gemara, no. Elo Amarava, Hosam Hainu Tama, the Amri, Iuhu da Afsara Nafshe. We say that what's the case of the Shtar Chatasa again? You have a Teveya has the Shtar, the Nitva is now paying and getting the Shtar back. So as soon as he got the shtar back, he should have ripped his shtar. Inami. What's inami? So Rashi here adds some words in pshat. Inami means even if the other person didn't give him the shtar back. That's what Rashi says. The Rashi afsara nafshei in parav lekar shtar. Let's say he says, I don't have the shtar, I lost it. That's the next, the Rashi is throwing this into the Gemara, into the Inami. Inami, even if he didn't give him back the shtar, he should at least give him a new shtar. The Teveya, who had the shtar draft or Chaltasa, should now write that I'm returning the karka to the original owner and he's paying me. The Medina are loy boyle beheder. It's really make right in the karka doesn't go back. Mishum Rasi say Yashavatoy Beni Hashem, who the Amar Rabbanon Tahader Hilchach Mereisha who the Kazav. Now the Gemara sounds to be not like the Rambam. The Rambam, right? The Gemara certainly Rashi learns this way. Mereisha who the Kazav. Rashi says Kolaymer ain't Zepinyan. Not like the Rambam. It's not a being mevatel the old. Mereisha hu dekazavin. This is a new mechira. Yiboyalei lemichter shtar zvini. He should have written a shtar zvini. So what are we saying now? That really by a chayiv could be cheshinu lepirai. By a normal chayiv it could be cheshinu lepirai. I by a shtar adracht. Why do you give it back to the teveya? Why does he get it? Why won't cheshish pirai? Teretz says, no, it's a different story. If the person would have paid, he should have ripped up the shtar or gotten the shtar, a shtar mechira for it. Since he didn't do it, iu dafsir anafshe, we give it back to the teveya. Now I know right away you'll jump and ask, if so, a shtar chayv, the same thing. Why don't we say iu dafsir anafshe? So the Gemara says, gabi shtar chayv my ikala meimar. Why you can't say the same thing by a shtar chayv? Imi isa depare yibayilei lebekari l'shtar. You could take and say that if he paid him, he should have ripped up the shtar. But it could be Amir Shtabutikam Shtamitle. It could be that when he paid up the chayv, the malva pushed him off. Amalek, Lamachi Avinalach, Dash the Lesser Gabai. Maybe the malva took the pirai. He said, I'll give you the shtar tomorrow. I don't carry it around with me. So since it could be that he pushed him off. So then the shtar was lost. So therefore, we are chayshe shlepirai. There could be he paid, and the shtar was lost in between. What? So why don't we say the same thing on the adrachta? So the Gemara said, because on the adrachta, he should have written a new shtar. He says, if he says he don't understand. What? So you should have told him, if you're not giving it to me back now, so at least write a new shtar now. I thought you'll ask differently. The Ramban and the Rajbah ask, so the same thing, if he says, if you say Meshtar Adrachta, if he says, I'll give it to you tomorrow, you could tell him, okay, so give me a new shtar now. So Beimalv also, I pay you the chayv. Look, if I owed you a lot of money, it's worth the karka, I owe you $100,000, $1 million for a karka, I'll give you the $1 million, you say, I'll give you the shtar tomorrow. What would I tell you? Either I say, I'll see you tomorrow, or at least I'll say, give me a receipt. Give me a shtar that I gave you the money. I can give you the money, and you're going to still hold on to your shtar? We call it a shaver. A shaver is a shtar back. So Ramban and Rashba say that the Gemara here, it doesn't match. By shtar chaltasa and shtar adrachta, was saying, when you get a shtar, you should rip it up. And if the person doesn't give it back to you, you should at least get a new shtar from him. At the time you give him the money, you should get a new shtar mechira from him. And by shtar chayv was saying, when you give him the money, you should rip it up. If he doesn't have it, you wait till tomorrow. Why? Why by a shtar chayv was saying it wasn't iudaf seranafshe, it's normal, wait for tomorrow. And by shtar chaltasa was saying it's his own fault. Why by one more than by the other? Why more by shtar chaltasa than more than by shtar chayv?
That conversation, I would say much the opposite of where I'm paying off the money, so the malva wants the money. So he should be begging to me to give him the money. That's not right. Shtar right now. But the shtar chaltasa, the malva's happy with the field. He doesn't need my money, and he'd be more interested.
Good.
So I'm the one I should be pushing for him.
Yeah. So you can phrase it in the case of the chayv, the lave is not itching to give up the money. So hold on to it. Yeah. The Sheikh Yashachar Tassah is eager to give him the money. He wants his karka back. So many things if I care. So it sounds like a very stark akasha. Ramban and the Rashba have to go through a whole different shot in the Gemara to try to explain. However, the Chedush Aran says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. And not only it's a beautiful pshat, it's a davar ha-mistavar also. Mistavar tuva. We have a rule usually. Let's say I owe you money, and I come to you, and I pay. And I say, give me my shtar. And you say, I don't have the shtar. So I say, goodbye. When you find the shtar, let me know. I'll pay you then. Am I entitled to wait? So there's a machlokes if kais v'shoiver or ain kais v'shoiver. We pass an ain kais v'shoiver. What does ain kais v'shoiver mean? It means that you can't force me to say, I'll write you a receipt, give me the money, and I'll write you a receipt. Because, what could I say? What could I say?
Maybe I'll ask for the chayv twice.
I have a receipt. I have a receipt. If you ask for the chayv again, I have a receipt that says they paid it. A person could say, I don't want to have to watch receipts. If you give me the shtar chayv back, I rip it up, I go home, and I'm happy. If you give me a receipt, I'm going to have to watch it now, loylam void. I don't want to have to watch a receipt. So that if you say that you don't have the shtar with you, I can tell you, find the shtar. When you find the shtar, I'll pay you. And because we say, ain kais v'shoiver, I don't want to have to watch a shoiver. Zokteran, why ain kais v'shoiver? Only because I could say, I don't want to have to watch a shtar. Now let's go to shtar chaltasa. Again, we have to remember the case. I owed you money a year ago. Bezdin wrote you a shtar that gave you the right to take away my piece of karka. You have my $1 million piece of karka. And I come now a year later, and I say, here's $1 million, give me my karka back. So you say, I don't have the shtar right now. So I say, I have the $1 million. So now the question is, what's going through my mind? I gave him the million. I didn't take a new shtar from him. Why don't I take a new shtar from him? Here, what's going to happen? I'm not taking a new shtar from him. Why? Because I don't want to have to watch shtaris. I didn't take a shtar. I don't want to have to watch shtaris. I want him to give me back the original shtar chaltasa. Zok Duran, 1 minute. Think about this for a minute. Let's say I take the shtar chaltasa back from him. I take the karka back. And he has the shtar. He gives it to me. Can I just rip it up and throw it away? No. Because if he comes back with Aden, that Bezdin Paskin, that I have to give him a karka, he's going to be able to get the karka back. I can't say parati. I have to be able to prove that I gave him his $1 million back and got the karka back. What he could do even without a shtar, he'll say, look, I lost the shtar, but I have Aden. Bezdin Paskin, you have to give me the karka. Why are you in the karka? I have to save the shtar chaltasa forever. So I could show that I paid it and I got the shtar back. The shtar chaltasa to me is like a deed on a piece of land. Without the shtar, I'm at his. If he's going to be a ganav, he'll bring 2 Eidim and he'll get the karka back. If he brings 2 Eidim, the Bezdin Paskin, that it's his karka, and I say parati, parati is not nemun against a maisa bezdin. I can't say parati. I mean, I'm not believed against a maisa bezdin. So I have to save the shtar chaltasa anyway. When he returns it to me, I'm going to have to save it, no matter what. So therefore, if I give him the money, he says, I don't have the shtar, I should tell him, you know what, you don't have the shtar, just write me a shtar mechira. I can't, if I don't do that, it's yud afsir anafshe. I can't tell Bezdin, you know, I didn't tell him to write a shtar mechira, I don't want to have to watch the shtar mechira loylam vayed. Bezdin will tell you, what do you mean? You have to watch the shtar chaltasa anyway, loy non void. What does you have to watch the shtar chaltasa? You have to watch shtar mechira, it's all the same. So in that case, iu da'afsir anafshe, he should have demanded a shtar. Because since, no matter what happens, he's going to have to end up watching the shtar, no matter what goes on. So he's iu da'afsir anafshe, he should have written the shtar. By shtar chayv, it's the opposite. By shtar chayv, if you lend me money, I give you a shtar. Even if afterwards I pay you, you give me the shtar, I rip it up, I throw it away, and you come back later with Aden, that you lent me money. Come back with 2 Aden and say that you lent me money. Do I have to pay you? 2 Aden say, I say parua. Right? And a shtar ba'al peh, a person's never to say parua. So I don't have to save the shtar. I'm never to say I paid. So buy a shtar chayiv, the Gemara says, you should get it back, rip it up, finished. You don't ask for new shtaris. But shtar chaltasa, the Gemara says, no. There, if you get it back and rip it up, is good. But even if you don't get it back and rip it up, you should ask for a shtar bechira. So you're going to have to save the ripped shtar chaltasa anyway. So that's how the Ran explains the difference between a shtar chayiv and a shtar chaltasa. That ain't kos yeshayver is only because I don't want to be bothered with it. And ain't a daima to a shtar chaltasa.
It doesn't answer why this guy gave money without getting the shtar. He should have said, I'll wait until when you bring in the shtar, I'll give you the money. Why didn't you give him the money?
We have a chayv? So it seems that's a normal thing to do. Seems a normal thing to do. No.
He gave the money and he still has the shtar.
You mean even if it's not even Daf Sanash and Dishta Shaver, he should have waited for tomorrow. It's a lot hard, you know, it's Evid Leivelish Malvin. He wants to pay up his chayiv. So Taki doesn't have to pay up his chayiv, he could wait for tomorrow if the person doesn't have the shtar. But I don't know if it's Yud Afsin or Nafshin. If he had no Eitzu. I hear. All right, the Ran is explaining why the Gemara there demands that he should write a shtar in there. The last words of the Gemara, Inami, Apshita de Safra Zayerla. Apshita de Safra Zayerla means, if I borrow money from you, so we have a rule. Who pays for the cipher? Who pays for the lawyer to write the shtar? Always the one who's gaining. The one who stands to gain, the Leiv is the one who wants it. He wants the deal. The Leiv in the case of Leviya, the Kainu in the case of Karka. The Leiv pays for the Shtar. Now, usually the Leiv is a poor guy, he doesn't have money. So the Malva paid the money for the lawyer, for the cipher. And now he's Teveya, you owe me the $1,000 Chayv, plus you owe me $100 for the cipher. So the person says, here's the $1,000 for the Chayv. I don't have the $100 for the cipher. So a chayshish that e nami a pshiti de safra zayerla. He held it for pshiti de safra. Since he held on to it for pshiti de safra, so therefore the shtar was perua. And afal pikein, it's a case where shtar could be perua and it's still in the hands of the malva. In this case, is already a little more difficult because why are we calling it a shtar perua? He still owes him money. It was a matter of... You, what's the difference? You call it that the chayv is paid or the cipher is not paid?
It's paid.
The original cost of the thing.
What's the wrong with food? He only owns it as a
If this would be the only teretz, I would say that when you find a shtar, if you find the shtar, you can't give it back because, and if you find the shtar, a chashir, you can't give it back chashir on the pirayin, but you still have to pay pshita de safra. Because only chashir should pirayin, because maybe you owe him pshita de safra. So you still have to pay pshita de safra every time you find the chayv. It'll be a chiddush. But anyway, it's not the only tariff.
Found shtar, you're right to know that he's owed $5.
Found shtar should be a right that he owes at least pshita de safra, which I don't know if the Madhyamu says Chashina Pirayin says, yeah, but you have to have pshita de safra. So the emissaries, they are two terutzim.